Hey guys, it's Friday, and today marks the 130th day of New in 22. Those of you who have been doing this all along, that's quite an accomplishment. A chapter of the Bible for the last 130 days. If you've had to take some time to catch up, now that doesn't include weekends even, 130th day of actually doing the New in 22. Congratulations on that. If you're just new to this, then what a great opportunity to start this habit of digging into the Word with me each day. So this Friday, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I hope that you feel new in doing this New in 22. Do you have a new love for the Bible? Do you have renewed enjoyment for reading the Bible? Do you maybe finally you feel like you are starting to understand? Or maybe you're just looking at the Bible differently. Is it coming along in your growth? Do you feel that? Is the Bible coming alive for you? You know, I would guess that if you're still going in New in 22, you fit in there somewhere. So chapter 3, Paul, I mean, I got to tell you, he gets after the Corinthians. He just right away, he calls them babies. He calls them big babies. That is my version of his words, but I mean, he calls them out for their worldliness. He calls them out for not focusing on Jesus. He says, you're not ready for solid food, so I got to give you milk. And basically said, you know, you're just babies. Ouch, right? Now, they had been arguing about who they were supposed to be following. Was it Paul? Was it Apollos? And Paul here just says, hey, we're just servants of God. Your focus is wrong. Verses 6 and 7 are really powerful verses here. I think we can glean something big from. He says, I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. But God made it grow. The seed being God's word, the seed being telling people about Christ. He says, I planted it, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. So he's talking in their agricultural terms that they would understand. And then he moves along here and talks in construction terms, kind of reminiscent of Jesus talking about the wise man building his house on the rock and not on the sand. And Paul says, as Jesus did, Jesus is to be the foundation. Our job is to lay a foundation on Jesus. And our job as Christians is to plant seeds and water them. Plant seeds in other people's lives. We're to be farmers, all of us. Even if you've never farmed in your life, we're to be farmers. We're to farm for Jesus. Isn't it interesting that Jesus, when he called his first disciples, he said, come with me and I'll make you fishers of men. He said, be a fisherman for me. And now Paul's saying, be a farmer for Jesus. I want to remind you and encourage you there are people in your life that you influence, that you are to drop seeds in their life, spiritual seed in their life. And you're not just supposed to drop that seed and hint that they should love Jesus and then walk away and never talk about it again. But ask God for that wisdom we've been talking about, to drop the seed, to come back and water that seed as often as we can, not trusting in our own power, but being bold enough, strategic enough, wise enough, and prayerful enough to plant and water seeds of faith in other people's lives. Let's consider that together today. Be back with you on Monday.